104.9 FM W260C Beaver Scene and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. One person has died in the massive wildfires in the Texas Panhandle. In the small town of Canadian, people are fleeing. CBS's Dave Malkoff is there and finds people are struggling to find evacuation routes.
Dozens of homes and businesses have been destroyed, forcing residents to leave everything behind. Before Teresa Rankin got away, she watched as her home of 38 years went up in flames.
My son, I was FaceTiming him. He's in the service. And he said, Mom, leave.
As fast-moving flames quickly spread over dry grassland, cattle ranchers near Sinton, Texas, released livestock to escape the flames.
The wildfire is now the second largest in Texas history. Can a president be prosecuted for something they did while in office? The Supreme Court has agreed to decide. Oral argument scheduled for late April, with a ruling likely in June. CBS's Scott McFarland says that timetable could affect the scheduling of a potential Trump trial.
It's going to get particularly close to things like conventions, debates, and election, which raises a different question. Does the special counsel in the Department of Justice want to hold a trial so close to those things?
New report says immigrants are one of the main reasons America's economy is so strong.
About 50% of the labor market's recent growth came from foreign-born workers over the last year, according to federal data. Experts say the economy is booming due to migrants taking on jobs in restaurants, leisure, and hospitality. Add that to baby boomers retiring. Failed economic systems like Venezuela, one of the main drivers for people coming to the U.S.
CBS's Matt Piper. The debate continues after the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that embryos can be considered children under that state's law. CBS's Janet Chamblian reports from Montgomery on efforts to protect IVF.
Legal experts caution even state laws might not be enough.
There's a possibility that whatever the legislature does will be challenged as violating the rights of fetal persons.
Florida lawmakers postponing their legislation just this week amid concerns it could impact the procedure.
Four astronauts are to blast off for the International Space Station less than 24 hours from now. This will be visit number three for Dr. Michael Barrett.
It's a great little spaceship. It is what you would expect as a point along an evolutionary curve as we develop new generation spacecraft.
Eagles co-founder Don Henley has finished testifying about why he believes drafts of lyrics to Hotel California and other classic Eagles songs should never have shown up at auctions. He's been questioned at a criminal trial of three collectibles experts charged with a scheme involving about 100 handwritten pages. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin saw a dramatic change in temperature from Tuesday night to Wednesday morning, breaking records in some parts of the state. In Madison, temperatures dropped from 70 degrees Tuesday to just 11 degrees Wednesday morning, a 59-degree swing. That's the biggest shift in the city's history. In Milwaukee, highs of 74 Tuesday were followed by lows of 16 Wednesday, a 58-degree change. $15 million is on its way to Wisconsin's Chippewa Valley to support healthcare access as two local hospitals and several area clinics are set to close in April. The legislature approved the money last week. Governor Evers signed the bill Wednesday with some line item vetoes to allow more flexibility. In addition to emergency rooms, the money can now help with everything from urgent care services to mental health care. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks return to Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After the All-Star break and a road trip, the Bucks are back home tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Head coach Doc Rivers says he's finally seeing improvement on defense.
I think our guys, you know, playing both ends is exhausting, and it was taken away from our offense a little bit. I think their conditioning is starting to catch up. You can see that, you know, last three, four games have been terrific. This team, because you have a Giannis on your team, if you can get stopped, you can get in transition. Giannis in transition is a problem for everybody.
Based baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 8-3. Tomorrow, they'll host Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs. We're in Indy to cover the NFL Scouting Combine, getting underway today. Over 320 of the top players in college football are here. Will running back Aaron Jones be back with the pack?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, that's kind of the anticipation, is that he'll be back.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies, lower teens in the overnight with a light west wind. On Thursday, sunny, highs in the lower 40s, south winds developing. Friday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, temperatures a little warmer as we top out in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 19.
And sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome. Words are hard. Matt Nair on air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Feel free to call or text at 855-75-CIVIC or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or former Twitter. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have a guest with us in studio, Rich Barnhouse. We've had the chance to talk to before. He's the president of WCTC, and we're going to be talking about AI technology and the really important part that WCTC is playing in this, mm-hmm. and why it is important for Wisconsin and, and really just technology going forward. So excited to be talking to him coming up at 11:33, at 11:50, as she does now every Wednesday. It's Wednesday Weather and Wine with our Civic Media meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, going to talk about the end of fake spring in Wisconsin.
Fake spring,
and what is going to be coming next and see where things are heading. So Brittany will be joining us coming up at 11:50. Right now, though, we're going to talk about consumer hacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Inflation is a big discussion, even though, again, the U.S. inflation rate right now, according to a chart that I found from Trading Economics, United States inflation rate right now is 3.1%. Better than many other countries. Brazil, 4.51. Australia, 4%. Argentina has an inflation rate of 254%.
I mean,
we'll see how it goes with their new president and how that all shakes out. But I found this article about people trying to get around paying higher prices.
Yeah.
I personally feel that one of the reasons why prices have stayed so high is corporate greed. They do it because they can.
Yes.
Prices haven't come down because we keep buying it.
Yes.
So people who are fed up with prices that are still about 19% above average before the pandemic, in grocery stores, more and more folks are shifting away from name brands to either generic or the store brand items, going to discount stores, or just buying fewer items like snacks or fancy gourmet foods.
Yeah.
So what is your consumer hack? How are you dealing with the high prices? Are we going back to coupon clipping? Can you still find coupons? Do people still coupon?
Oh, they've made TV shows off of it. People like extreme couponing.
I didn't know that was I knew that was a thing a few years ago. I didn't realize that was still a thing.
Oh, I'm sure they're still doing it. But nowadays, all you need is their rewards card, and it will automatically give you all the deals. So that way you don't have to present coupons.
True.
But, I mean, I don't disagree. I mean, there's a lot of products where I buy the store version of it because it's cheaper and it's just as good. And a lot of times those are being made by either the same company or a company just the higher quality of high quality. If you look at Costco, their Kirkland brands are all being made by name, not all, I shouldn't say all, a lot of Kirkland brand clothing, liquor items are being made by top shelf companies. And they're cheaper and they're just as quality. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to buy I'm going to buy soup that's, you know, whatever. Like, that's a half a buck cheaper.
Essentials.
Exactly.
Yeah. Instead of Lipton or Campbell's.
Yeah. I mean, it's, it just makes sense. I don't know anyone who needs to have, I must eat Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Are we still brand loyal?
I'm not.
Would you buy a knockoff ketchup?
I have. I have one in my kitchen right now.
What is it?
It's like Roundy's.
Ketchup is ketchup.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I am not someone who demands and who has such a high palate, and I do not demand the finest food. So if that food is wrapped in a Roundy's container or whatever the fish would be, but like, I don't care. It's probably going to eat the same to me.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-75-CIVIC, talking about consumer hacks and how you were getting around or dealing with the higher prices at the grocery store. Calvin, what about you? You don't look like a coupon clipper to me.
No, I'm brand loyal to certain things. Like, it depends.
Like what?
I don't like generic soda tastes generic to me.
Like, so what brand are you loyal to?
Well, I really like Squirt. That's kind of the one soda.
You drink a lot of Squirt.
I drink a lot of Squirt. Yeah.
Wait,
I can't tell you why. My dad, my whole life, has drank Mountain Dew exclusively, and I don't know. I guess I kind of decided that Squirt was my Mountain Dew.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
What is the knockoff of Squirt?
I don't know. You don't see a lot
it's
of
like 50-50 or
just a lemon lime
squat.
Tony on the live stream says, or I'm sorry, Andrew in Maine says, I am loyal to my family. Brands have not earned my loyalty.
There you go. Jack from Merrimack texted in saying, Business Insider and the Wall Street Journal, roughly 2/3 of the so-called quote unquote inflation is caused by corporate greed, corporations increasing prices because they can, and then blaming quote unquote inflation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Tony Zimmerman said Quick Trip has a lot of deals. I know that. I have a Quick Trip card. Okay, you know what? I'm brand loyal to Quick Trip. They have amazing food.
Tony says Quick Trip has a lot of deals in their app. I still prefer the Civic Media app. Oh, Quick Trip doesn't have Greg and Jane. Look at that.
Oh, my gosh. But they can if they want for a price. Free sandwiches.
Joe, Squirt is grapefruit, not lemon lime, Jane.
Excuse me, Joe. No need for the exclamation point. Stow the toad. Dave from Waukesha says, we're not poor by any means, but we're also not rich whatsoever. We deal with higher prices by shopping at different groceries for different products. Aldi for produce, which is, and actually I would say Cermak for produce too.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very affordable, very good. Aldi for produce and some knockoff stuff bulk at Woodman's, sales on meats either at Meijer or Pick and Save. And then Lynn says, Lynn loves Squirt or any grapefruit soda.
Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's where you can find the deals, and it's really not different from any time. Like, people have always been searching for deals. People always have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got the place where you get your meats, you got the place where you get your fruits. But yeah, brands like that, I think Andrew said it best. They don't have your loyalty. They shouldn't have your loyalty. And people were like, I can only eat Barilla pasta. You can eat Cremat. You're fine.
Would you really be able to tell the difference in pasta?
No.
If it's absolutely fresh pasta.
Oh, gosh, yes.
That's going to make a difference. But yeah. A packaged pasta? according to this article, in recent months, consumer resistance to higher prices has actually led large food companies to sharply slow the price increases.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean that grocery prices are going to go back down to what they were 2 or 3 years ago.
No, the prices are never going down.
Not all the way down, because they never do.
No.
Some items, including eggs, apples, and milk, prices are actually below their peak. But the milder increases in food prices should help further cool overall inflation. Down from a peak, and we need this reminder too. The peak of inflation was 9.1% in 2022.
Do you remember when they used eggs as the target, like the price of eggs?
Oh, yeah.
And people were like, that is how people got angry. They're like, you know the price of eggs. I'm like, I personally don't. If I need eggs, I buy eggs. Like, if they're too expensive, if they're $50 a dozen, I'm not buying them. But
But certainly for people who have families
and
children, it's been very, very challenging.
And let's not forget, too, like, so in that article, it says that it was 19% above a normal rate of a rising rate. And I asked you the question, and if anyone here is an economics professor or into economics or can answer this, I want to know between the beginning of COVID or 4 years ago to now, how much of that 19% is normal price increase and that growth that we see every year, that toothpaste, it gets more expensive, or, you know, dishwashing detergent gets more expensive, versus what's left over, which is 100% corporations taking it out on us, knowing full well that we are going to shake our fists at Washington versus their warehouses. Company. Exactly.
Yes, that's a really, really good point. When high inflation persists, consumers often develop an inflationary psychology. Ever-rising prices lead people to accelerate their purchases before costs even go even higher, and that can help perpetuate inflation.
I mean, if that's the case, what did the run on grocery stores at the beginning of the pandemic do when you couldn't buy toilet paper?
I mean, wipes, any kind of bacterial wipes, all of that stuff was just empty. A spokesman for Kraft Heinz, Alex Abraham, says its cost rose 3% in the last 3 months of last year. The company raised its own prices only 1%. We're doing everything possible to find efficiencies in our factories to offset and mitigate further price increases. I don't know. Maybe your CEO could take a smaller bonus. I know it's radical.
Jane, you fool.
I know. I'm such a communist. But maybe just instead of $12 million, couldn't you take $10?
I mean, heck.
If you budget.
I'd tell you this. You get my brand loyalty if the CEO said, I'm going to cut my pay by $2 million, and I'm not going to lower the prices to the consumer. I'm going to spread that amongst my employees. I'd be like, oh, okay. I like that. There you go. I'll buy your pasta sauce. I'm hungry, by the way.
Now that we're talking about food, yes.
Yeah. I mean, but let's not forget, we've talked about it before, and I feel like I'm kicking a broken record. That is the economy, though not maybe great for you personally, by the numbers, is going very, very well.
And going in the right direction.
The inflation has come down. We resisted and dodged a recession. And I know Biden non-fans don't want to hear this, but it is the case. This happened during this administration, and the proof is there, and there is nothing you can do to change those facts. Because why? The facts don't care about your feelings.
No, they don't. 855-75-CIVIC. If you ever want to call and or text, what are your consumer hacks? Are you buying cheaper brands? Are you buying off-name brands? I am not particularly brand loyal. That doesn't really sway how I buy things. I've never been a label shopper. That stuff has never meant anything to me.
No, neither have I. I mean, like, it's nice if you get something fancy, like, especially when you lose a tooth. I only expect Louis Vuitton.
Always.
Always.
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
The Todd Alba Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Alba Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you for joining us. If you're listening on WLAK Lake Air in Amory, Wisconsin, you can always join us at 855-75-CIVIC.
If you're in Amory.
You can always call and or text. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Coming up in just a few minutes at 11:33, we're very excited. We're going to be joined in studio by Rich Barnhouse. He's the president of WCTC, and we're going to be talking about AI technology and how WCTC is really taking the forefront here in Wisconsin as far as AI technology goes, and what does that mean, and why is that good? And he will explain all of that coming up at 11:33. Then Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot joining us at 11:50. Talk about the incredible summer day we had yesterday, and then the Arctic blast that we are enduring now. It's so windy.
It looks so nice outside. What is it right now? It's holy cow, it's 19 degrees.
Oh, boy. Not bad.
Holy crap, it's 17 degrees.
Just, bundle up. Make sure you bundle up your pets and stay safe today. I'm very excited about this. I'm an old person, and I really, really want to go to this show.
Yeah, Pink, I would.
Pink is coming back to Milwaukee. She's going to do a show October 23rd at Fiserv Forum, the Pink Live 2024 tour in Milwaukee, along with the script and Kid Cudup, with whom I am not familiar. Okay, school me, boys.
I don't know either of those.
You don't know the script?
I just like the fact you started with, I'm old, I want to see Pink. I don't know who these people are.
If you know who the script or Kid Cudup are,
yeah,
I clue us in, 855-75-CIVIC.
The people who know aren't listening. They're listening to the Civic Media Radio app.
They can call or text directly from the Civic Media app.
Exactly.
If you want to chime in on this.
State-of-the-art people.
I have heard from people who have seen Pink in concert.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize this until I watched that 60 Minutes interview with her, that she was a gymnast.
Yes.
And so she puts on this whole Cirque du Soleil show while she is singing. And she's way above the stage doing all of these acrobatics and high wire things. She's astonishing.
Singing full-throatedly while spinning around.
Upside down.
And I watched that same interview on 60 Minutes. She had someone standing on her stomach while she projected.
Oh.
So she can work her core while she's singing, spinning around. And she brings, it's a Cirque du Soleil-like Las Vegas act to each city. It is mind-blowing what she does. I want to see it live as well, but what I've seen on television, it's absolutely amazing. And she's so talented, so down to earth, encouraging, the way she speaks about female empowerment and just empowerment in general, whether you're talking about the queer community, whether you're talking about just if you're in a bad place. She's just amazing.
She is. And truly an inspiration, I think, for a lot of people, and certainly a lot of young women.
Absolutely.
And even when she first got into music, she was not what they wanted her to be.
No.
They wanted to make her the pretty girl, right? You know, yeah. Another, if they could have made her into a rock and roll Taylor Swift, that's probably what they would have done.
I mean, I think they wanted her to be like a Britney Spears, because at the time there was the Britney Spears, Christina. It was all that, like she was part of a group, then that group didn't work out. Then they did a solo thing and they were trying to push her as a little more like a little rough around the edges.
Right.
But she is, and I don't want to say she's super rough around the edges, but she just does things her own way.
And she's extraordinarily talented.
Exactly. And
she writes her own music. She mm-hmm. writes her own lyrics. You know, I have so much admiration for people like that.
We should see if we can get Pink on the show. How cool would that be?
I would fangirl all over myself.
That'd be amazing.
I would embarrass myself.
Yeah. I think that'd be absolutely wonderful to watch.
Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. on LiveNation.com. I haven't looked yet to see what the ticket prices are because it'll probably make me cry.
I mean, they're probably going to sell out too.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah, they're pretty. I mean, that is going to be an amazing show to witness.
Pink,
I mean, it.
Pink Live 2024 tour coming to Milwaukee October 23rd with The Script and Kid Cut Up, my favorite. Tickets
go. I love it. I love it. I love that person band thing.
That they're so good. He is. And his sister, I
with
understand.
With that single, her. With the song, and they sing.
And, that song.
About love
that
and
song
or breaking
have.
Up.
That's a good song.
That's that song of theirs? It's quality
it's,
tune.
It's quality. Tickets, again, going on sale if you want to see Pink when she comes to town in October. Sale starts Friday morning, 10 a.m. on LiveNation.com. So go check that out and go get those tickets. And I think I'm going to try and go. But then I'm going to have to take the next day off.
That's fine.
Because it's going to be way past my bedtime.
Report back.
I could do a call.
I could see Pink doing a tour where she did shows like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
For the seniors?
For everybody. and I just looked it up. She actually, yes, she was here last year at AmFam Field in August.
Yeah, she was here like, not too long ago.
And she's coming back this year. I mean, absolutely amazing. We got, let's see here. Andrew from Maine sent a text about Pink. Funniest story about Pink. A young lady at my work had tickets for Pink for a Pink concert. The day before the concert, she and I hung out. Might call it our first date. Ooh, next day she drives down to Boston for the concert, only to be told that she was a day late. I joke that she, who is now my wife, chose me over Pink, even if she didn't realize
it. Oh, that's really sweet.
Did you then, Andrew, take her to a Pink concert after that to make up for it? I mean, really, the ball's in your court, Andrew.
Joe Yu says The Script is a country band that exclusively plays Partridge Family covers.
I think you're kidding.
I think so, too. Kid Cut Up is a magic act that involves sawing toddlers in half. Okay, thanks, Joe.
Joe, you got us again.
All right. News is next, followed by an entertainment minute with the one and only Pete Schwabba. He does a great show.
Yeah.
From 7 to 9 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Have you been on it?
I have.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was on a couple of weeks ago. Nice. when he first got started. But he knows a lot of people in entertainment. He has a lot of great entertainment stories. He lived in Los Angeles and he wrote scripts and very, very accomplished man. So
he's in the band Script?
I believe so. We'll find out. When we come back, we're going to be talking about artificial intelligence at WCTC. Looking forward to this discussion. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Huge wildfires are causing big problems in the Texas Panhandle. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in the town of Canadian.
We're not just talking about one fire, which is the second largest wildfire in Texas history. We're talking about five or six wildfires.
The Supreme Court has agreed to decide if presidents are immune from prosecution for what they do while in office. CBS's Jan Crawford says this is an opportunity for the justices to send a message.
I think that this could be a moment where the court can show, potentially unanimously, that they're above politics.
Federal data shows the economy is booming because migrants are taking jobs in restaurants and hospitality. University of North Florida professor Madeline Zavetny.
Even immigrants who don't have legal status, they're paying sales taxes when they buy. When they rent from a landlord, their landlord is paying, you know, all of the real estate property taxes.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Every one of the 444 books that were challenged at the Elkhorn School District have been returned to their library shelves. The books were challenged by a parent in the district in November in one of the largest book challenges in the country. While the books have been put back in circulation, the district is putting up barriers to some of the books. Students looking to check out books by authors like Toni Morrison and John Green will now need their parents' permission. A bridge that connects southwest Wisconsin to Iowa could be closed for 2 months. Transportation officials shut down the Black Hawk Bridge over the Mississippi Sunday after the span was found to be moving slightly. The bridge is almost 100 years old and a replacement is being built nearby. About 2,000 vehicles cross the bridge every day. For now, people will have to drive to Prairie du Chien or La Crosse to get across. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies, lower teens in the overnight with a light west wind. On Thursday, sunny, highs in the lower 40s, south winds developing. Friday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, temperatures a little warmer as we top out in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 19.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some volunteers want to bring the first indoor ice center to Racine County. A study shows there's already interest in more than one rink. Here's Mark Hertzberg.
Probably start with one sheet for now. Build it with a footprint for two, the mechanicals for two.
Two-thirds of the $13 million needed to build the ice center will be raised privately, but in partnership with the county.
And we have a memorandum of understanding with the county where the county would bond $5 million. We have self-upped our ante to $10 million. We've pledged to raise $10 million.
Those behind the project say ice skating, hockey, and broom ball are all good activities and for all ages. Find more information at racineicecenter.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go.
This is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Morning, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very excited to have our guest in studio with us. Some big, big things coming to WCTC. Rich Barnhouse is the president of WCTC. Thank you so much for coming in, Rich. Nice to see you. It's been in a few months.
It has. Nice to be here. It's great to see y'all. I appreciate the opportunity with you today.
Well, let's talk AI.
Sure.
And WCTC's place in the expansion of AI programs in Wisconsin. So you're opening a new center, correct?
We are, yeah. And it really started academically. And so we were one of the first in the state to offer AI overall, just generally speaking. In the past year. And as we're developing our academic programs, you know, for graduates and getting people out into the workforce with AI, it became really apparent that we needed to take it a step further and to do something we realized that nobody else was doing. And that is opening up really the first of its kind in the country. We can't find something similar to what we're doing.
There's no model to base it off of.
There aren't. So what we're doing is we are taking AI and we're, as I've said in a few settings, we're putting the tire tread on artificial intelligence. So there are lots of Research One institutions across the country, you know, Cal Berkeley, the Research Triangle, et cetera, that are doing phenomenal things in artificial intelligence, but they're not yet applicable to, say, businesses in Southeast Wisconsin or in Waukesha. And so what we're doing is we're building the first of its kind applied AI lab where we're going to work with businesses to help them spin up new ideas, help them figure out what type of AI they need and what makes the best use case for them. And in addition to that, in this lab space that we're starting construction on in May, we're also going to bring in entrepreneurs. So the next Steve Jobs is probably an AI person.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Working in the garage.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of genius right here in the greater Milwaukee area, in Waukesha, Southeast Wisconsin. So we're going to work with those folks too. Bring them onto campus. We're going to surround them with unbelievable faculty as well as their students, grad students from some of the local universities as well. And we're also going to have partnerships with patent attorneys that specialize in artificial intelligence.
Great.
As well as venture capitalists, lenders through banks, all of those types of things, so that an entrepreneur can come in with a phenomenal idea for a company or a product in artificial intelligence, spin it up and build it on the campus, and then have these services around it to take off. And so in addition to that, we will also, in addition to educating businesses about how they can use AI, also working with a number of global businesses that reside in the greater Milwaukee area, Southeast Wisconsin, helping them develop new products for their current line or products that will help them internally. And so there's a variety of things that we'll be doing in the lab, and we can't find anything like it anywhere else. So we're, you know, making it up as we go along.
That's really exciting though.
Yeah.
What a wonderful opportunity to kind of build this program from the ground up and taking best practice, you know, from what you can find for best practices and put that all together. If you're just joining us, Rich Barnhouse is our guest. He is the president of the Waukesha County Technical College, and we're talking about the new AI lab that's going to be opening up later in fall here in Wisconsin. Okay, Rich, I want you to hold my hand a little bit now.
happy to do so.
And because I am a worst case scenario person.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear AI, I think of robots are coming for us. So tell me all the good things and all the good ways that AI can be applied.
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm a big Terminator fan. So I just get that out there.
So Rich is on board with the robots.
They're going to build Terminators.
If it means I get to stay alive, I will serve them. I don't care.
Yeah, right. Well, a couple things about that. I think there is reasonable consideration of, you know, to be concerned about some of the things that could come out of AI.
Right.
There's no doubt about it, right? There are a lot of bad things that happen with the web as well, but we can't really live without it. AI, there are some of the same things with AI, which is you can make it do bad, bad things. And we can count on, I think, with certainty that there will be bad actors across the planet that do bad, bad things with artificial intelligence.
Sure.
I will say the robots aren't coming yet, but what I say to, we get the question a lot, right? Like, should we even be dabbling in this thing? Because it's, mm-hmm. it's unbelievable. The answer is yes, because the bad guys right now are working with AI.
Anyway.
So China, Iran, North Korea, Russia, they are moving forward really quickly. And I think it's our responsibility to continue to lead in this country, the rest of the world. And so as the good guys, we need to be developing AI to do great things for our economy and industries, but also to help the rest of the world manage some of the bad things that are going
to
come out.
Well, to counter some of these bad actors, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think it's, you know, I'm sort of in the same camp as Jane, is like my knowledge of AI is very little, and I try not to focus on the negative because there can be negative with everything.
Sure. Yeah.
But we can't just walk away from it.
Right.
Because it's here. It's really gonna be here to stay. It's only going to improve and advance. So we might as well put the young minds in there and have them doing good things with it. When did you when we saw the article, it just popped up on our radar. We're like, oh, okay. WCTC's is kicking butt.
Yeah.
What is the history of AI at the school though? Yeah. Was it one day just someone said, we need to start teaching this? Or did you have this vision of not only are we going to just have a class and maybe an intro, we have a plan.
Yeah. It was kind of accidentally and kind of intentionally. So the intentionality of it was when I moved into this role as president a little over 3 years ago, I knew at some point we'd be having this conversation.
Sure.
I didn't think it would happen this quickly.
Yeah.
The accidental part is the first year, 18 months in the job, I probably visited 60, 70, maybe 80 different businesses, industries throughout all of Southeast Wisconsin. And whether they were saying, and this was 3 years ago, whether they were saying, we know what AI is and we need you guys to do it, or they were describing what they needed and what they were describing was artificial intelligence, that happened in almost every place I went.
How interesting.
Right? Whether it was simple, traditional, I shouldn't say simple, perhaps traditional manufacturing or somebody who's running an accounting firm or across the board, whether they knew it or not, they were asking for AI. And so then I came back to the college, got with the team and said, we need to start putting this together because this is what the businesses and the industry that we're responsible to serve are demanding, and we got to have the grads ready to go. And that's really where it started.
This just seems like it's a very positive thing. And I obviously higher education has always been about preparing people for the future. But I think this is so much more focused now in providing the skills and the tools needed to instantaneously go into the working world and start applying these things. It's very practical.
It is. And I see a day where, and I don't mean in the future, but like in the next couple of years, it's likely that every single program we offer has an AI course
element
mm-hmm. embedded in it in some way, shape, or form.
I mean, nowadays, if you have a small business, you have to know the internet. You have to have a website. You have to be, there's just things that are ubiquitous now that you have to be somewhat familiar with. Or like if I own a company and you are an AI expert, hire you to do that for me.
Right.
It just becomes part of the fabric of this, of our businesses here. So I am an MATC grad. I'm going to take this moment I always like whenever we have someone, excuse me, from trades or vocation or tech schools, talk about the beauty of tech schools and the fact that, you know, we live in a very 4-year college
mindset.
Yeah. And what we're seeing now more and more is that, those are great. I have a 4-year degree as well, but that might not be your road. That might not be the path. Talk about like the uniqueness of Waukesha County Technical College and its important contributions.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for the question. You know, things have shifted so quickly. And when I was, you know, coming out of high school 30 years ago as well, it was just four year. Yep. So I didn't really think about anything else. But what business industry are asking for now are a very specific set of skills in any industry, right? They're looking for something very, very specific. And so we're responsible in the tech college system across the state to provide the best educated workforce, best trained workforce in the world, right? That's where we set the bar, is the best trained workforce in the world. And, you know, we've got great and wonderful four-year partners. I've spent most of my life in higher education.
Right.
But what the tech college system is doing now is really matching almost one for one what a business needs, what an industry needs, and making sure that our grads, when they come out, are ready to go right away. And that really props up the entire economy of Wisconsin. And we're really the only system like this, because we also do the liberal arts, right, all the way through business, culinary, all of the health programs, all the way to diesel tech, right?
Oh, cool.
So there really isn't a part of the industry or the economy that we don't touch. And so we're getting more and more students coming directly out of high school. So when I started a little over three years ago, the average age at WCTC was about 27.
Oh, coming to it late then.
Right. Now it's down to about 23.
Yeah.
So the age of the student coming in has really gotten lower. Students are coming directly out of high school because they can see a path to a long-term career. And the other thing about manufacturing and industrial application is that it is so different. You're working with, no matter what you're doing, you're working with computers, you're working with very highly technical machines,
yes.
And it's a very, very different environment. So, you know, when you think about it, the easiest way to explain this is auto tech, right? You would think you'd walk down into an auto tech lab and you would see simply cars and people working with wrenches, mm-hmm. and that's what you would expect to see.
Right.
If you walk down at WCTC's campus in our auto lab, you are going to see cars hooked up to giant 50-inch screens, and the students are looking at the algorithms coming out of the cars, and they're diagnosing and fixing computers. And so about 20% of our grads out of auto tech never touch a car again, because they get picked up by software companies,
interesting,
by other industries that need mm-hmm. people who understand practical application, can work with computers, understand artificial intelligence and automation. And so our auto tech grads are highly sought after because they've got this unique skill set.
We just have about a minute left. Yeah. Rich, where can people find out more? If they have a son, a daughter, a cousin, somebody, where can they find out more about these programs?
Yeah. So I hate to sound like everybody else, but the best thing to do is go to our website, wctc.edu. That will list everything about artificial intelligence and the over 100 programs we have across the board. And so there really isn't a field that you can't start with us. So if you're interested, check us out and we'll give you the best education you'll ever have.
Rich Barnhouse is the president of the Waukesha County Technical College. Thank you so very much
Thank
for
you.
Coming in, Rich.
Thank you, sir.
And hopefully the next time you're here, we will talk about the female Terminator that we have built at WCTC.
Or the great time you had at the Pink concert.
That too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can let me know if she's a hologram or if she's real.
Right? Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rich. Stay with us. We're talking weather with Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot when we return. This is Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The problem's plain to see. Too much technology. Machines to save our lives. Machines dehumanize.
Kill Roy! This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Sweet Kelsey on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon has ruined. She joins us now every Wednesday at this time for a little Wednesday Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist. Good morning, lady. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Well, let's talk about the end of fall, spring.
Fall, spring, winter.
Okay. Fall, spring, winter. So we hit records. We set records yesterday, didn't we?
Yes, you sure did. My goodness. 74 degrees in Milwaukee, 77 degrees into Kenosha, just shattering those records.
In all of eternity, this has never happened. Or at least as long as they've been keeping records.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, as long as I've been forecasting, that's for sure. I have never had such extreme temperatures with tornado threats mixed in there and then heavy snow behind it with these cold temperatures in 12 hours.
Yeah, I stood outside. I told Greg earlier in the show that I stood outside from like 8 to 8:20 last night just watching the light show because the lightning display was unbelievable.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, I bet. I was watching live streams of chasers in Illinois because those storms were headed for my hometown. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Stop.
Were you like, oh no, my hometown, or oh no, I wish I was chasing them?
I mean, there are some X's in there that I was like, I kind of hope that. No.
Donna Gibson, you can hit her house. I don't care.
Get the house on First Avenue. It'll be fine. Now we're in the deep freeze. So we had all this weather move through, followed by this huge cold front. So how long is this going to be with us?
Isn't this crazy? Not very long. I mean, we took a 50 degree temperature hit for highs. That's how much different it was. Yeah. I mean, early this morning, some of us were feeling about 80 degrees difference from stepping outside in the afternoon to stepping outside this morning.
It's whiplash weather.
Yeah, it really is. And it's not going to be here for very long. I mean, today we're feeling with those winds still a little feisty out there. I mean, they're still gusting up to 40 miles per hour into Sheboygan. It just clocked right now. So wind chills are anywhere in the single digits from above to below zero at the moment. And we'll finally drop to the single digits and teens tonight. And that means tomorrow morning it'll be a little crisp, but we bump up to the 40s by the afternoon.
Yesterday when I got out of the house, it was that feeling of that warm wind of spring. It was like 45, 48 degrees. And when I woke up this morning and walked out of the house, it was that hard winter wind blowing. Just like, oh, here we are.
Yeah, it's a smack back to reality. Oh.
It really is, unfortunately. Gosh, I had the patio window open, the door open, the windows open yesterday, and now the heater is on, the space heater next to
me. We have a space heater running, too. There were people in sandals yesterday and on their bicycles, and everybody was out all over the place. And today, yeah, it's going to be a slightly different story. But if we're back into the 40s later tomorrow, that's not so bad.
No,
it's not bad at all. And then by Friday, 50s, Saturday, 60s.
Really?
Sunday, maybe some 70s.
Yeah.
So, we're right back on the roller coaster ride up.
Well, and now we have to worry about wildfires.
Yes, we do, because it's just so dry. We haven't had a lot of snow, rain, or drought conditions are pretty bad. In fact, we're in a severe drought into southwest Wisconsin and portions of northern Wisconsin as well already.
Well, and this is, it's just worth a reminder, my friends, as it does get nicer and people are going to be out in the woods and doing things outside, and don't have any fires. Just don't.
Oh, God.
Right? And I'm pretty sure that there are fire warnings right now.
Yeah.
Wherever you are in the States, because think about what happened last year with the wildfires in Canada.
And they said that's what we're going to have to be used to now.
Right. With the smoke that we had, which in all of my lifetime, and I'm 64, has never happened before. So just be careful if you're going to be out and about, and fellow smokers, put it in an ashtray or put it out on your shoe and put it in your pocket.
Yes. Thank you. You don't want to be the reason for that.
Right? No one wants to be responsible for that. Anything else coming up in the next couple of weeks as far as big weather systems or big storm systems, Brittany?
You know what? To be honest with you, yes. We have some active pattern as we go into the first 2 weeks of March. So, in fact, by early next week, we have a chance of a storm hitting us. And then again, by next weekend, and it just continues there. So some relief in the precipitation is headed our way.
Good.
Those temperatures, I think there's going to be a continued little roller coaster here.
So we're going to have a little more ups and downs with 70 to 40 to 70 to 30. It's spring in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think so.
It's spring in Wisconsin.
It's spring. It's spring. Enjoy that 2 weeks.
It's a beautiful 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You can never get enough of it. Brittany Merlot is the meteorologist for Civic Media, and she joins us every Wednesday at this time. Thank you so very much, Brittany. Stay warm. We will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you. Have a good week.
You as well. A little news that we wanted to get to before we head out of here. And thank you to Dave, who gave us the heads up on this on the text line. Speaker, Majority Speaker Mitch McConnell stepping down as the Senate Republican leader in November after 2 decades in that spot. McConnell turns 82 years old. He turned 82 last week. And I'm sorry, but this kind of makes me laugh. He said, one of the things it's important to know is when it's time to move on. You're not moving on. He's not leaving the Senate. He's just stepping down from the leadership role.
Yeah, Mitch, you should have moved on years ago.
He should have.
I mean, people talk about both presidential candidates being old, and they are older. They are old. The amount of people who are like 65, 70 and older who are in the Senate and the Congress, it's crazy pants. Just move on.
Go spend all your millions.
And millions and millions.
He's been there long enough. I'm sure he's probably saved a little cash.
Oh.
Just a little bit. But anyway, that is some of the breaking news from this morning. Mitch McConnell announcing and expected to announce today from the well of the Senate that he will be stepping down as Senate Majority Leader in the Senate. But he's going to stay there. And he plans to serve out the rest of his term, which ends in January of 2027.
Yep. Yeah, he just got reelected, people.
He's not going anywhere.
Awesome.
Stay with us. We have news on the way next, followed by the one and only Todd Alba, and then the inaugural week for Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show across the network from 2 to 4 p.m. Stay here. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day.
Talk and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. Melissa Donaldson from the Racine Public Library will be my in-studio guest Thursday morning at 7 right here on WRJN.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or
your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.